I mean, I tell my kids now, I live, leave my little daughter and all of them out there, and the whole nine, they lived on the Adams farm, and I live by putting in that car there off the road, that next car, you know.
Yeah.
And my kids, it could be raining, and school bus drive right up there, and I tell them, hey, the best time it ever was. Then I had to get dinner along with me. Mama had to take some food from it, and I didn't have food at school. They got it made, huh? Sometimes didn't have no dinner to carry through. It was rough along in them times when I was raising. Now that I got to raising kids, you know, after I was grown and working, 35 cents for picking cotton. You pick 100 pound of cotton for 35 cents, you work all day long for 40 and 50. 60 cents is a man driving 4 mules. Well, it got to be 75 cents. He ain't got nothing but a dollar. And he worked at that dollar a day a long many years. That was back in the 50s, a dollar and a half. Ain't it done left from him somewhere? Now we would make it, I take care of 9 children and a wife, 9, 10, 11 of us, for 6 bits a day. $3.75 a week, 6 days. That man would just left me, paid me that. I had to raise hogs, had cows. Now he paid me that.
Yeah.
And Hal made $50 and $500 a month. Well, yeah, that's right. It sure have come from a long way.
Yeah.
I tell my kids the other night, I got 2 boys up in town there. And I would tell them how I raised them older ones. The younger ones come along better. Them 22 ones, 24, they come along better than this little girl what I got. I told them them other older kids of mine, in a whole lot of time, they didn't have the right kind of shoes or nothing to wear because they didn't have the money to buy it with. And any time them younger ones, these last 3, well, I could buy them more than anything they want.
Now, how did your school go?
Well, I didn't get high because I had to quit.
Yeah.
I had to quit to go to work. My grandfather, he died. That left my grandmother. Then she had a little girl under me. Was she taking of her grandchild, my auntie's daughter. Well, I had to go to work to try to support her and help her out. So I didn't get no high in the 4th or either.
Yeah. But that was about
as
high as the school went, wasn't it? I mean, they didn't go much higher than that.
Not much higher. And that 4th grade, now, I've been in Dimple doing 9 and 11.
That's just about right.
Yeah, I taken this big book here to Sunday school with me yesterday, and here's some graduates there. They graduate at the school while I was there. And I can ball them up just as quick as I can ball up a rag. They ain't learning them. They want more money to teachers do, but they ain't learning them nothing.
Yeah.
They ain't learning them. Like, now, we had strict teachers at the time. We was there in the school. We had to study. And then when we get ready to answer questions or something like I see them doing now, we had to hand her them books. We had to be them show them we studied our lessons because we had to hand her them books. We had to go to the blackboard and draw what we put on what sort of figures we did last night. Our work we did last night was she'd be go to the board and set it down. Well, I had to go up there and try to remember. If I didn't study, I didn't know.
Over the top of it, where you put a clock or something?
Yeah, a mantelpiece.
Uh-huh.
And a mantel over the top there was a big piece of board.
Sometimes that chimney would make the place catch on fire, wouldn't it?
Sure would. It gets some of the chimney to get stopped up with something. And it would catch a fire. Well, sometimes they would throw something in there and make it and blow it and burn it out.
Burn all that.
Something ought to get it in it. I don't know what they...